The Maine Ethics Commission has unanimously rejected a request to postpone tomorrow's hearing on its investigation into the funding sources of the Question One casino campaign. The request came from the attorneys representing the people and entities bankrolling the campaign, who argue that the hearing could influence the outcome of next week's statewide vote. Steve Missler has more.
The Ethics Commission is looking into the campaign's array of domestic and offshore funding and why those sources were hidden for more than a year. It could rule on some of the findings from the probe on Tuesday. On Sunday night, several of the attorneys defending the campaign's donors tried to head off that hearing. Attorney Bruce Merrill made his case during a conference call with the Ethics Commission.
One would have to be blind to deny that the Question One initiative has devolved into a media circus.
Merrill is representing Miami resident Lisa Scott, who was expected to attend the hearing. She appeared as the only donor to the multi-million-dollar campaign until new disclosures filed in April revealed a complex array of domestic and offshore funding sources. The network is linked to Lisa Scott's brother, Sean Scott, a casino developer from Saipan with a controversial past. He's also the only person with exclusive rights to the gambling license if voters approve Question One next week. In addition to concerns that the commission hearing could influence the vote, Attorney Merrill also suggested the commission could be viewed as part of a conspiracy by state government to defeat Question One.
And we just think that at this point, there is the appearance that the state government is opposing Question One, which defeats the whole purpose of a citizen's initiative. And for that reason, there would be, at the very least, the appearance of impropriety for this hearing to have to go forward tomorrow on the eve of the election.
A review of its meeting agendas shows the Ethics Commission has met 5 times in the last 7 years within a week of Election Day, and 2 times the day before the election. For that reason and others, several commissioners bristled at Merrill's comments. They noted that the commission has delayed its investigation several times to allow Lisa Scott and others to answer subpoenas for bank records and correspondence that they say could help to explain why the donors were hidden for so long. In the end, Richard Nass and his fellow commissioners were not persuaded by the campaign's last-minute appeal.
I mean, there's in the record that we just spent 4 days looking at, there's at least one indication that this group of people is not above doing exactly what's happening now, and that's coming in at the last minute to ask for these motions after they've had plenty of time to make them. This is,
Commissioner?
This is absolutely...
Nass was cut off by Chairwoman Margaret Matheson, who worried her colleague was about to share information only the Ethics Commission has seen. And some of that information could be revealed for the first time during the hearing. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.